This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Every week on the Moth Podcast, we share stories that are funny, strange, heartbreaking, and above all, true.
I myself have been married for 56 years. Unfortunately, to four different women.
It turns out the people I was looking for all my life is what you people would call nerds.
Follow and listen to The Moth on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
At 3:30, it's time to make that call to the Buell Insurance Agency. Get help with those premiums, 724-443-5610. It's also time for Donnie's Balls. Donnie's Game Balls, the official start of his weekly way of recognizing the great performances in each Steelers game. This is not sponsored yet, but my guess is it will be soon. Which, by the way, you can listen to Starkey and Pomp whenever they're together. Every Wednesday to hear about Starkey's Card of the Week from Baseball Card Castle and Cranberry. Contest runs Wednesday through Friday at noon on the 93.7 The Fan contesting page. All right, this is not unlike the three stars you hear about after each hockey game. And so Donnie will give out game balls here. We'll track this during the season to see who will collect the most Donnie balls in 2025. Game ball numero uno.
We go in reverse order, though. Yeah. 3, 2, 1. So the first one
I always get confused when he says number one.
Can you start
that
saying,
makes me think it's the number
say
one
game
guy.
Say game ball number
game
three.
Game ball number three.
Thank you.
Chris Boswell's number three.
Is he also 2 and 1?
I thought about putting a couple of other guys in this spot, but I mean the 60-yarder was a career high. Like the guy is just nails.
Longest Steelers field goal of all time.
Yeah, I mean, again, just further solidifying that he's far and away the best kicker in team history.
Here is Tomlin on that after the game, Donnie.
Boz always makes it from 60 in pregame. Boz always wants to bang from deep. That one he made in the first half, I don't even know if he looked at me. It's just when it went to fourth down, he walked out on the field. But that's the type of guy you want banging for you under them circumstances.
I thought that
Johnny
might be
Sins?
The serial killer.
Ron
line.
Jeremy unavailable. He's a guy who likes to bang from deep.
He's the kind of guy you want banging for you.
He's now 15 of his last 17 from 50 plus. I do think Tomlin told a white lie there. He used to not send Boswell out for a lot of kicks longer than 55 yards unless it was like an end of half situation or something like that. And he has evolved, which is good, that he's adapted on this and now treats Chris Boswell like having an ultimate weapon in his pocket, somebody who makes deep kicks at a higher percentage than literally anybody else in
the NFL.
Indy
in 2023, didn't he? He passed up a 57-yarder. It was weird. It was in a dome. I think Boswell should get this treatment. I think if he just trots out onto the field to attempt a kick, like when they hit fourth down, if it's like a 63-yard field goal and he jogs out there, Tomlin and Danny Smith just say, okay, field goal team, you're out there. He said, like, let him do it.
You know what they should
start
doing?
Let him call the shot.
We might need to put this in the brain of Larry Richard since he's one of the guys up in the booth for Steeler games. He's a PA guy.
Yep.
When Boswell trots out there on like a 4th and 6 from like the 40-yard line, they should just start playing the Halloween theme.
For the serial killer.
Yes, because he's a serial killer.
I say play it after he makes it because you don't want to jinx him while he's out there getting ready, but I agree with you.
He's
do
made,
it after he makes it.
Do we have a t-shirt yet about the serial killer thing? Like, is he on a list with
Casey
and Dahmer?
What if you got the knife from Halloween?
Casey Dahmer Boss.
Oh, yeah. Casey Dahmer Bundy Boswell.
Man, someone said Israel Keys in your mentions yesterday. I was like, we got some grim people out there. He's made 88% of his kicks in his career. Hypothetically, we think the Steelers are still pretty far off from the Super Bowl. If they were to somehow, by the time he's done here, win 2 Super Bowls and he makes big kicks to win those games, Why would he not have start to have a Hall of Fame case? Say he kicks five more years, they win two Super Bowls, and he pulls a Vinatieri in both, like at the gun, makes like a 50-yarder and a 52-yarder.
Sure.
He'd absolutely have a Hall of Fame resume.
Well, I think he's an easy Hall of Famer if that happens.
Yeah, I mean, you've got Morton Anderson in there right now, and he just did it forever. I mean, who's to say Boz can't do this for another 10 years, Chris? Well, I don't see him having any signs of slowing down. No. Now you got these K-balls.
Yeah, now that the K-balls can be worked over, man, we could see guys hitting from 75.
My prediction. He will attempt a 70-yard field goal this year.
Lane Kiffin got himself fired by the Raiders by trying to attempt a 76-yard field goal.
He sent big Sebastian Janikowski out there.
Speaking of Lane Kiffin, rumors aflutter that Pitt is going to play Ole Miss next year.
A home and home. Brett McMurphy. It's not a rumor. Brett McMurphy's putting it out there that they're in discussions, should say. So McMurphy's actually reporting that this is going on.
It does feel like, though, on Boswell, one more thing. Like he has reached that point that when Justin Tucker was at his very best,
you don't even bother like looking.
And if you're an opponent or an opposing fan, you're like, Jesus, here comes this guy again. He's going to bury it. Yeah, he does.
The one bad season of his career, I know Pony says that this might have been the Steelers trying to be nice to him, but I thought he was legitimately hurt in 22, and that's why he was so bad. It's an outlier, man. Take that away and take away 2018 being weirdly ugly. The guy's making like 95% of
his
kicks.
Think about this. With a touchback, all they need to do is get two first downs and they're in field goal range. 10 yards, 45. 10 yards, the opponent, 45. You are.
No, you're right.
That's it.
I like the new touchback rule, by the way, because you're seeing way more kicks finally get returned. They've like truly made it punitive.
Game ball number two.
Justin Fields gets game ball number two.
Fourth and goal from the one. Hall in the backfield. Fake it, and it's Fields.
There it is. There it is.
By himself for the touchdown.
Had almost 270 total yards. He had three total touchdowns. He didn't turn the football over. Even in an offense where he wasn't getting his hand held the whole way through, he objectively looked like a good quarterback yesterday against Mike Tomlin's billion-dollar defense.
I like that you keep calling it
and it wasn't even about him running, because that was the big thing going in. Well, just make Justin Fields have to throw, and then they'll beat him easily. He did throw, and he looked pretty good doing it.
Yeah, I thought it made Mike look bad, not just that his defense got gashed, but because Aaron Glenn and a guy named Tanner Engstrand, their offensive coordinator, came over from Detroit.
And one game in, were able to make him look like that?
Yes, but also like that they trusted Fields to actually put the ball in harm's way. That touchdown pass to Wilson was a beauty that was led the receiver perfectly. That's a ball that if it's not out in front of him is not a touchdown because he has to stop for it. I thought the only thing you can nitpick, and it ends up because it's the NFL being a couple big issues, on the first series of the game, they only get a field goal. Watt chases down Breece Hall on a read option, and that stifles the drive, basically. And if Fields pulls there and reads it correctly, he probably is still running. On the series where the Steelers desperately needed to get the ball back, he gives it to Hall again, and Highsmith just stuffs it. And if he pulls it there, he's still running. Other than that, it's probably the best game he played in his career.
I agree with that. I thought the same thing. The only other play I'll quibble with was you called the timeout for a two-point conversion, and it's a throw to the back of the end zone in triple coverage. You couldn't come up with another get-him-on-the-move play. That one was, again, to the Steelers' benefit, so I'm happy the Jets had a brain fart there after extra time to think about it. And Donnie, game ball number one.
Who could it be?
This one's easy. It's Aaron Rodgers. The man was awesome. Better than any of us really could have anticipated. In this game, I think everybody that was on here last week that was of sane mind was like, okay, if he has two touchdowns and 180 yards, I'll be very happy with that, which I probably would have been happy with that if that's what he gave us. If you would have told me that stat line and said, this is Aaron Rodgers in week one, I would have said the Steelers will win this game by four touchdowns.
Instead, they needed
it. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Every week on the Moth Podcast, we share stories that are funny, strange, heartbreaking, and above all, true.
I myself have been married for 56 years. Unfortunately, to four different women.
It turns out the people I was looking for all my life is what you people would call nerds.
Follow and listen to The Moth on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Every outfit.
And they won by just over, they didn't even win by 4 points. I was going to say they only won by 4 points.
They didn't even cover.
Yeah, they didn't even
like
cover, which Pony and I,
shut up,
I get to hit on that.
Don't want to talk about that.
He was fantastic. He
did it all.
Yeah.
Here is Rodgers after the game on overcoming the haters.
Aaron, you've been consistent that this was just week one, but your whole career going back to high school was really about overcoming slights and doubts, and the league puts you...
You already wrote about that.
The league puts you in this building for a reason today. So you did not feel any extra significance to beating the team that let you go?
I love beating everybody. So it doesn't matter who it is. I really only played 18 games here, so... I was actually talking to Brees about that pregame. He said, "How's it feel?" I said, "Honestly, I was here for 2 years, but it doesn't come close to how it's going to feel playing Green Bay, because that was, 18 years of my career. So it was nice to win, especially, hearing some of the cat calls out there, and the bluebirds,
construction workers,
and the bluebirds.
I'm not sensitive about that. I expected that, I kind of like that, but." There were probably people in the organization didn't think I could play anymore. So it was nice to remind those people that I still can.
One of them's name rhymes with Baron Fenn. Donnie, we have not done game balls since we really started to dive into the YouTube comments, i.e. I keep the YouTube stream up every day. And oh man, have these people on YouTube who generally love you turned on you in a heartbeat. For putting anybody from the opposition as a game ball recipient. Folks, they're not going to go 17-0. Sometimes they're going to get their teeth kicked in. We always give a game. We're not haters on this show. We're not. And Donnie is the most objective down-the-line football guy there is. Fields was the second best player in that game.
I mean, yeah, it's not a rule that just because the Steelers won the game, all three guys have to be from
Connor McDavid won the Hart Trophy for losing in the... Not the Hart Trophy, the Conn Smythe for losing in the Stanley Cup Final to Florida. It happens.
Breece Hall also had a very good argument to...
No, he did. And you got nothing to worry about, though. You got a long way to fall with them before you reach Bechtold status.
Game balls. Chris Boswell, Justin Fields, and Aaron Rodgers. Here is Anthony in Oakland. Hello, Anthony.
Hey, let me take it off. Speaker. Fellas, I predicted a couple weeks ago with you guys what was going to happen with the Steelers and Hayward. I mean, they
I thought you said they weren't going to give him anything.
Honestly, they didn't. Incentives to the playoffs.
Well, if they have the kind of season you think they're going to have, he is going to get $3 million.
Well, then it'll be. Unfortunately, he put it, added a distraction they did not need.
Anthony, I have a question for you right off the bat on the distraction part, because Pony and I kicked this around. If Pony's, I would say, suspicion that it might have been leaked by the Steelers to all these national reporters is true, and that if Hayward had his druthers, he would have rather kept it fully behind closed doors, did he create the distraction, or did the Steelers create the distraction by making it public?
Well, fellas, I read the whole collective bargaining agreement. He created the distraction.
How long did that take you?
It doesn't take long at all. I did that for a living for 45 years. So I got it on the internet.
Regardless of what the collective bargaining contract says, if the Steelers as an organization put it out there publicly when the player had asked quietly and seemingly wanted it out there quietly, or not did not want it out there, wanted it handled behind closed doors, then did the Steelers not create the distraction and the animus by making it public?
You're fishing, and here's why.
I'm not fishing. I'm asking you a very straightforward question.
Let me explain to you why what he's been saying all along has been disingenuous. Okay, I'll explain to you why. He says he told the Steelers in February because of his play he wanted an increase, right? Didn't he say that?
Yeah, he did. Yep.
But if he wanted an increase in February, why would you take the roster bonus in March? You take no money, and then you go from there. What he did was very simple. He got upset when he saw his base salary of 1.3, because he never once talks about the fully guaranteed money that he already had in his bank account. Never talked about that. He acts like that never even existed. They gave you $13 million fully guaranteed. You had it in your bank account. So you, that was your time of leverage before you took the roster bonus. Once you took the roster bonus, he was going to get hit with a $50,000 a day fine if he didn't play or practice or game check. That's he was going to get hit if he didn't play.
I'm just surprised that you're even in favor of the Steelers giving him the incentives. Why would they do that? Well, if they had the moral high ground here and a contract's a contract, why would they even give him any kind of sweetener, whether or not it's in the form of an incentive or just moving money around?
Because you wouldn't want a guy who's been here this long to get contentious like they because it would have been the T.O. clause. And it would have been all publicly. That's all that everybody
would
have
Then why did they make it public potentially if, in fact, they were the party that leaked it?
We don't know if they were the party that leaked it. I don't know that.
I mean, the way Cam kind of, I understand that. We don't know for sure, but the way Cam has talked about it and handled it strikes me as very plausible that he did not leak it out there.
I just don't know how you're going to find it within yourself to root for the guy this year based on how he
Well, we don't know if he will find it
this year.
Are you going to find it within yourself to root for him?
I root for the Steelers.
But will you be happy with Cam Hayward? Like, how will you feel about Cam Hayward specifically?
He must be persona non grata for you right now. They gave up that many yards on defense, and he just complained the entire
offseason. He got pushed around, too. He didn't do much of anything.
I'm disappointed. Like I said, because he was distracted, it was self-inflicted, and it hurt the team. But listen, fellas, I listen to the radio in Baltimore and Buffalo. They're screaming about their defense. So, okay, we're angry with how the defense played. It can get better because I'm happier with the way the defense – I'm happier that the Steelers won this game compared to the one they won last year where the defense was lights out.
To be fair,
those
two defenses were trying to stop the last two MVP winners.
No, but
two of the last
three
MVP winners.
But I agree with him. I like this game more than I like the win last year in Atlanta, week one. I'd rather have Aaron Rodgers look like the real deal than win a game where I only kicked field goals.
Of course.
No doubt.
I don't think there's any doubt about that. Anthony does not like to answer like straightforward questions sometimes.
Well, he bargained and bartered and argued for a living. He knows how to sidestep things. Very litigious of him.
I'm not sure I like the idea that he bargained if he was on the union side of it, given how he's talked about this one.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Every week on the Moth Podcast, we share stories that are funny, strange, heartbreaking, and above all, true.
I myself have been married for 56 years. Unfortunately, to four different women.
It turns out the people I was looking for all my life is what you people would call nerds.
Follow and listen to The Moth on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.